The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Welcome to Peace tonight as we begin our Lent journey over the next 40 days plus the Sundays in Lent that leads us up to Easter. As we talked about last Sunday at Peace on Transfiguration Sunday, this is about building momentum to Easter. Not so much building confidence in ourselves, the point is to build confidence in our God. We're going to hear that powerfully tonight in the message that God's love is steadfast, it never ends. Just a couple notes about our worship before we begin tonight. The first is that this will be our regular time during our Lent journey. Each Wednesday we'll meet for soup supper at 6 o'clock with a brief worship to follow in the sanctuary at 7 o'clock. And the theme throughout these Wednesdays is the theme of remembering. Each Wednesday night we're going to remember something different. Tonight we're going to remember God's steadfast love, and each week it'll build on that theme. Our order of worship tonight is hold an evening prayer. This is a sung liturgy between pastor and congregation, and just want to highlight a couple things with that. There is a bulletin. It says Ash Wednesday on it. The page numbers, the pagination, it actually matches the newer edition of Hold an Evening Prayer. The pages match that. If you have an older edition, it'll be off just a little bit. I think you can adjust, though. I just wanted to highlight that. Sometimes it's a little bit confusing. The psalm that we're going to sing is Psalm 141. That is on. It begins on page 3, and there's two parts to that. I will be leader 1 or group 1, and Karen is singing tonight, and she's going to lead group 2 or leader 2. I think it's, actually, I guess it's just called group 2. And then there is one hymn tonight. You might want to flag that before we begin our worship. That hymn is Crown Him with Many Crowns. That is found on page, it's hymn number 170 in Lutheran Book of Worship, the green hymnal. I'll let you know about that when we get to that time. And then one last thing about our worship tonight, of course, is Ash Wednesday, and our service has some time set aside for the imposition of ashes. The church has been doing this, if you saw my email, since the 7th century. Some people think all the way back to the 6th century. And this reminds us of repentance, that we're to repent, which means to turn to God. The ashes also remind us of our own mortality, that we will each die, and we'll hear that powerfully with those words. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. But those ashes are made in the sign of the cross, so there's great hope as we receive that message. Jesus is our Savior and can rise us up even from our ashes. I wish you God's blessings on our worship tonight. I think that does it. We don't have offering in the worship service. There are offering plates. I believe I saw it out there. If you feel led to give, there are plates out in the narthex. I think that does it. Lots of announcements there. Let us please rise as we begin our worship with prayer.